What is a water tower? A small town civic achievement or a forgotten urban monument? This is what Richard Maudsley is trying to contrast in his work, Alpha Omega Water Tower No. 5. Maudsley, born July 11, 1945 in Winfield, Kansas, is known for his use of precious metals and meticulously and intricately crafted objects. He also was inspired by machinery on his grandfather's farm. The piece itself is the final installment in a series of water towers that Maudsley created. Probably the first thing noticed when observing this piece is the intricate detail and careful craftsmanship that was put into it. At first glance from afar, you might think that it is a very symmetrical, precise, very organized, and overall in a pristine state. Think again. Careful observation reveals a multitude of litter, disarray, and decay scattered about the tower. One can observe gold weeds sprouting from the tower, a gold teapot on its side, a crooked box of unused organ pipes, pieces of litter in one of the three golden troughs, and one fairly large structure that is broken and decrepit, a crumpled up piece of paper, and various other items. This is in stark contradiction to the elaborate design of the tower and the rich detail. In fact, it is increasingly ironic when one considers also the fact that the tower, including the trash, is constructed of sterling silver, gold and rhodium plating, pearls, and mahogany. Rarely does one see litter of this caliber. This was Maudsley's way of comparing the fact that while water towers are important rural achievements, they are also part of city landscapes, and therefore succumb to decay, litter, and desecration. Besides litter, various religious elements are incorporated into the Alpha Omega Water Tower No. 5. There are Christian crosses, organ pipes, and even a church bell in the center. All these are designed to represent people and events in the artist's life. Also, while in Cortona, Italy, he noticed the ubiquitous nature of religion, which also had some influence on this piece. Essentially, this object is designed in a tri-cornered fashion. The piece is supported on a triangular base made of mahogany. Connected to the base are three pairs of pipes, one on each point of the triangle, that support the rest of the structure. Adjacent to each pair are the three golden troughs, which receive water from the three faucets connected to a large stone cylinder made of three layers of stone blocks. On top of the cylinder is a metal enclosure containing the church bell, and on top of that is the standing cup vessel that actually holds the water. Finally, at the very top, suspended by a pole, are the Greek letters Alpha and Omega, made of gold plates and embedded with pearls. It may be of interest to note that each letter is missing one pearl where it should be. It stands to reason that Maudsley did this intentionally to further his point about water towers as unkempt urban eyesores as compared to the gold and pearls of the letters. What first caught my eye was the sharp detail and precision in this piece. It also was very unique and stood out from the other ones around it. This is probably due to the fact that it is constructed mostly of metals, a different medium than the other works in the room. Overall, Richard Maudsley's Alpha Omega Water Tower No. 5 is highly distinctive, but if I had to use one word to describe it, that word would definitely be detailed. This piece will always stand as a monument to the rural triumph known as the Water Tower. This has been Aaron Gerke with another Bulldog Podcast.